Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Adam, host of the UK True Crime Podcast. If you enjoy true crime or history podcasts, then Wondery has a new podcast that you should be checking out. It's called Death of a Starlet. It's about Playboy Playmate of the Year, Dorothy Stratton. In August of 1980, she was found dead in the home of her estranged husband, shot in the face at close range. She was just 20 years old when she died. She was the girl next door with the shy smile and the whispery voice who didn't know her own beauty. But to Hugh Hefner, she was his next Marilyn Monroe. And to famed Hollywood director, Peter Bogdanovich, she was his dream starlet. And to her husband, Paul Snyder, well, she was his ticket to fortune and fame. Each of these three ambitious men needed her, and one of them murdered her. I'm about to play you a brief clip from the show, but while you're listening, be sure to subscribe to Death of a Starlet on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or you can binge all six episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Wondery, feel the story.
Death of a Starlet by Hollywood and Crime contains depictions of violence and strong language. Please be advised.
It's Thursday, August 14th, 1980, 11 p.m. Private Detective Mark Goldstein sits alone in his car staring at a nondescript two-story house on a quiet street in West Los Angeles. The guy who lives in the house hired him to tail his wife. She's having an affair. Passing headlights reflect off the windshield and then fade away. Goldstein unrolls the window, and a curl of cigarette smoke spirals into the night. He squints at the two cars in front of the house. They've been parked there since noon. The woman he's looking for must be in there. But what are they doing inside? That's the question Goldstein has been asking himself all day. The two roommates got back a few hours ago, and it's been completely quiet since then. At 11:30 p.m., Goldstein decides to do something he rarely does. Inside the house, Steve Kushner and his roommate Patty are sprawled out on opposite ends of the couch when they hear the phone ring. Patty answers, then passes it to Steve. Steve Kushner here. Steve doesn't know the caller is sitting in a car just outside the house.
Kushner, it's Mark Goldstein. I need to speak to Paul. Is he there?
Sorry, I haven't seen him all day.
He's gotta be in there. I'm looking at his car. Can you check?
Kushner sighs, grabs his beer, and walks downstairs to Paul's bedroom. He doesn't come down here often. Paul Snyder likes his privacy, and lately Paul's been particularly moody. Kushner feels along the hallway for the light switch and flips it on. The door is closed. He presses his ear to the door. Nothing.
Paul? You in there? There's a guy on the phone says he needs to talk to you.
It's quiet.
Paul? All right, I'm coming in.
It takes a moment for his eyes to adjust. When they do, he's not sure what he's looking at. There's blood everywhere. On the wall. On the floor. Kushner's eyes open wide. There are two dead bodies, both of them nude. Is that Paul? The face is so mangled he can't tell, and there's a woman lying across the corner of the bed. Her head is almost unrecognizable through the gore. Then he sees the long blonde hair. Oh, God. He turns and bumps into Patty. Jesus, don't go in there. 15 minutes later, Private Detective Mark Goldstein stands in the living room, the phone cradled in the crook of his shoulder while he smokes. Kushner sits on the couch with his head in his hands. The other roommate, Patty, is curled up in an armchair, staring at the TV with vacant eyes. The police are on their way. Goldstein is now waiting to speak to someone else who needs to know what's happened. Finally, he hears the man's voice on the other end. He takes a breath.
Mr. Hefner? It's Mark Goldstein. I'm a private detective. I've been working for Paul Snyder. Listen, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, Mr. Hefner. I'm really sorry. It's about one of your playmates, Dorothy Stratton. When he's done speaking, there's a long pause. Then the line goes dead.
Less than 12 hours later, what Goldstein tells Hugh Hefner will be all over the news.
Playboy magazine's 1980 Playmate of the Year has been found shot to death.
What nobody knows yet is why.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.